Well, I wish to welcome everyone on behalf of the Fast family. I wish that I could remember all their names, and I've known them for a long time, and it's a lot of pressure on me. I know that they're grateful that you have come, and they want you to stay, and they want to talk to everybody, if that's even possible. But again, on behalf of Bill and Bonnie and Adam and Jenny and Troy and Felice and Jana and their spouses and their children and nieces and nephews, we're just very grateful that I know they're very grateful that you have come, and welcome once again. I don't know how to handle the overflow. I just would say to you that find a spot that you can stand and please someone if you see someone that needs help. I would recommend that there's a seat right here in the middle. If someone could come to that quietly. There's two of them right here. Look at the hands coming up and find a seat quickly. And there's a seat next to those people. And while you're moving in, we'll begin. So I would like you to be as quiet and respectful as you can. Would everyone, this is going to be really tough because we're going to lose sight of these seats now, but would everyone please rise and bow your heads and let us ask the Lord for His blessing. Father, we come before You knowing You are the Creator of all things. We know all things consist in Your hand. We ask today that You care and comfort this family and friends that have gathered here to honor Your servant Dirk, for His witness to them, for His love for them. Please impart to all who have come wisdom and understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Okay. Now, although I have known Dirk for almost 15 years, and I come with my own Dirk Fast stories, just as most of you do, and my task today is not to share those stories. Instead, it's far more solemn. My assignment is to tell you that which Dirk would want you to hear. And I want you to look around at the legacy of Dirk Fast. You see, when I got myself in trouble, when I needed help, Dirk came. He never asked for anything. He never accepted anything. He just always showed up. And he took upon himself great risk, great cost. He did it without any hesitation. And he stood next to me when very few would stand next to me. And for that, I will be forever grateful. And many of you share my experience with that. I know you do. So today, this service has special significance for me. And normally, when I have one of these kinds of services, and I have done far more than I wish, all I need to do is jot down a few things, mostly an outline. But not today, and not this time. This time, I wrote every word down, because I can't miss anything. Can't leave anything out. Must get it right. I owe this to Dirk. I owe it to his family, and you are all his friends. And there are things that you must know, things that he wants you to know. First, you must know how Dirk is made, constructed, if you will, builded by God, because all of us, all of you, me, were likewise designed. Psalm 139:14 tells us that Dirk and all of us are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are living souls, Genesis 2:7. Nefesh kaya, Hebrew for the breath of God inside of us, living souls. We have a component inside of us that is God Himself. We have a physical body combined with a soul spirit. We are material and we are immaterial. We are physical and metaphysical, and we function together in concert. We're interconnected, body and mind. And the body is obviously the physical, the natural. Our mind, our consciousness, that's the supernatural. Now, I realize that many in the world today are convinced otherwise. They're going to contend, they're going to present to you that the mind is merely the result of a physical process, the result of a chemical process. And upon the death of the body, the mind is extinguished forever. And they will naturally then continue to progress to the conclusion of such thinking, that there is no purpose to anything, there's nothing but randomness, followed by cessation of existence. There's no hope, there's no value, there's no meaning. And this is the creed, if you will, the mantra of monistic materialism or monistic reductionism. And far too many in the world today believe it. And that is a shame. That is a tragedy. That is very, very sad. Dirk Fast did not believe any of that. And does not believe it. He believes that he is two substances, what's called substance dualism. Something that you can prove to yourself, by the way, if you wish. Just a little quantum physics is required. The metaphysical implications of subatomic diameter. All you need to know to prove to you that you are two substances and that the only true reality is the supernatural reality. And though Dirk's body dissolves, our bodies will dissolve. All bodies will dissolve that die. 2 Corinthians 5. His consciousness continues. This is the first death, separation from the body. And someday soon, his body will be resurrected and be given immortality and reunited with his mind, and both mind and body will be immortal forever. That is the promise of 2 Corinthians 5, 1 through 10. This is the blessed hope of 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. But for now, while we wait, the intermediate state, physical death, is the separation of the material part of man from the immaterial part of man. That's what it is, the first death. Dirk's immaterial part is immortal. Immortal meaning, in this case, continued consciousness. All of us have continued consciousness after death. Our being, our essence, survives the physical death of our body. We are not our body. You are not your body. I am not my body. We are our soul spirit. That is how it is. The issue is not surviving physical death. The issue is our final destiny, our destination. The second death needs to be defined here, because our first death is separation from our material body. The second death is defined as separation from God Himself. Revelation 20:14. We are essentially, and I like to use this metaphor as much as I can, we're the ghost in the machine. My body is a machine. I am inside of it. My machine isn't so good. Sooner or later, it will dissolve. When it does, my soul, your soul, Dirk's soul, spirit, is ejected. Think of it as an automatic ejection system. Those who are pilots appreciate that. As soon as the plane begins to disintegrate, out comes the soul spirit. And then what? Search and rescue comes. Angelic escorts come. Angelic escorts came and they carried Dirk to the throne room of God, Luke 16:22, Revelation 6:9, Revelation 7:16. Dirk wants you to know where he is. He has been found, he has been carried, and he is in the throne room of God. Or he was, at least for a time. That's what he wants you to know. That's what happened to him. That's where he is. Now, the second thing he wants you to know is who's sitting on the throne. Who is sitting on that throne is Jesus Christ. He is the Lord God Almighty, John 5:22. All judgment is in him. He is in authority of all judgment. He is the I Am.
All things were made through Jesus Christ, and without Him nothing was made that was made. John 1:3. When Moses asked God, I'm going to go to the Israelites. We're going to pull them out of Egypt. They're going to ask me who sent me. What shall I say to them is your name? And God said back to Moses, I am who I am. What He means by that is He is the creator of the created order, space, matter, energy, and time. He is the I am. He sees, not only did He make time, but He sees time outside of time. He is in the present always. He is the I am. No one else is the I am but God, the only one who is the creator of time, the creator of the created order, the one who sees time at all time. Hence the name, I am. Jesus Christ is the I am. And you must believe this or you will not be carried to everlasting life. Let me read it. Therefore, I said to you, this is Christ's very words, therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe I am, you will die in your sins. That's the words again of Jesus Christ. John 11:25. More words. He spoke these at a funeral. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? He asked. Do you believe this? He is the resurrection. How many resurrections are there? There is one who is the resurrection. It's singular. He is the life. There is no one who is life but Him. He is the creator of all things. The one who wonderfully and fearfully made us. And He asks us, do you believe this? And He says it at a funeral. And at that funeral, there's great despair because they did not believe that. And He groans. God moans. God weeps. Because so many believe that they will cease to exist when they die. Dirk Fast believed that He is the resurrection and the life. He believes that He is the I am. He knows that this is the absolute truth. Now, lastly, Genesis 15:15. The I am is talking to Abraham. Abraham will soon dissolve, his body will soon dissolve. And he says this, now as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. Who's the you? It is the soul spirit of Abraham. That's the one that travels. That's the one that is carried. That is the one that is going to his fathers in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age. Notice the order. It's always the order. The soul spirit goes. The soul spirit is carried. The soul spirit goes to the throne room of God. And then the body is buried. The machine is buried. Always this is the order. Genesis 25:8, 25:17, 35:29, 49:29, 49:33. Just in Genesis, to name but a few, it's always the order. So what does this all mean? What does Dirk want you to know? It means that Dirk is fine. Dirk is fine. Dirk is conscious. Dirk is with the Creator of all things. Though this is a time of sadness and grief for us, we're the left behind. And this great man left a great void. And we deal with that. How do you think He wants us to deal with it? At this time or any time, do not ask why there is evil. That is the wrong question to ever ask. Do not ask why does God allow evil. Absolutely the wrong question to ever ask. Do not ask why does God allow death or tragedy or sorrow or suffering or despair. God is not the author of evil or death or tragedy or sorrow or suffering or despair. Ask instead, though, why is there any good? I was amazed. I watched a YouTube thing, which for me is an extraordinary achievement just in itself. But a dog was hit in traffic. It was running across a heavily traveled road and it was struck. And someone happened to be filming, and another dog went out into the middle of the road and grabbed that dog and drug it to the side of the road. Where does that goodness come from, that altruism? I was told of another story, and I don't like to repeat stories unless I have checked them out and I know they are true. Again, two dogs, two labs, a white lab and a black lab, are out to sea. They got swept off the beach. They were pushed out, and one of them was old, and the other one was young, and the old one could not sustain itself and was drowning. And the young one would swim underneath it and push it to the surface and hold it there so it could breathe. And then it would go back down and come out and breathe itself. And then back underneath the older one to pull it back up again, to push it back up over and over again, and would not stop until they were finally rescued. What causes that? Where does goodness come from? Why is there any goodness at all? That is the true question. Ask that instead. Ask, why did God wonderfully and fearfully make mankind with free will? Why? And then ask, how did free will result in this creation that groans with death? Ask that. And when you ask that, the answer to that explains much. Anyway, Dirk is waiting. He is ahead of us, and he is waiting for every single one of you. He's wanting every single one of you to live everlasting. Do you believe this? He wants every single one of you to believe this. Because if you believe this, you will resurrect. You will join together with your family, with your friends, and you will live everlasting. And Dirk, I know it because I know it is about me as well. He always thought about you. And you know it. It was his way. It's still his way. He's still thinking about you. Dirk Fast is, Dirk Fast will always be. And he wants you to know that. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, what great hope, what great truth, what great love and mercy awaits us. Thank you for your servant Dirk. Thank you that he will live forever. He is immortal. Soon his body will be immortal. His machine will be resurrected and repaired as only you could, as only you can, as the creator of all things, as the one for whom nothing was made that was not made, or that was made. Thank you, Father, for the truth of who you are. Thank you for, again, the family of Dirk Fast, for the man that he was, the man that he is, and the man that he will always be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.